Leia activated her lightsaber at almost exactly the same instant as Rad. The pale blue glow of her weapon gave her enough light to see the panic on their faces that she could already hear in the screaming voices. Alana's, right beside her, was the loudest. The only other illumination came from several tiny rows of light below them that outlined each pen and marked where the force fields were erected. The crowd, already unnerved by the sudden leap of the Rancor, was now pressing toward the exit doors.
"They're locked!"
someone yelled.
"Blast it!"
Leia murmured under her breath. Then, more loudly, using the force to augment her voice, she shouted,
"Everyone remain calm! I'm certain it's just a glitch and will be remedied soon. We're in no danger."
She caught Rad's eye and jerked her head in the direction of the nearest exit. He nodded and began to push his way through the crowds.
"I'll get the one over by the Rancor pen,"
Jaina said. She suited action to word, force leaping over the crowd and running lightly on the banister on her way to the exit.
"Rad,"
Leia continued.
"Jaina and I are going to begin cutting exits through the doors to get everyone out as soon as possible. Hopefully the lights will have come back on by then, and..."
There was a clanking, grinding noise from below them. Leia glanced down quickly. Behind her, Han swore very colorfully, and Alana's frightened wails increased. The trans-peristeel ceilings that formed a physical barrier between the patrons and the hungry, tormented, hostile creatures that milled below them were slowly, methodically, retracting into the wall. The creatures looked upward, eagerly. At the same moment, Leia watched as the tiny lights that so comfortingly announced that the force fields were active winked out. Something wet and solid dropped down on her, catching her shoulder heavily. A quick glance down revealed a large amount of blood, but not her own. At once, Leia understood what was going on. The animals, carnivores all, were being fed. It was a smart plan from a safety perspective. At feeding time, the transparisteel ceilings would be retracted, the force fields would be deactivated, and instead of risking lives by asking the animal caretakers to physically carry in the raw meat, it was simply dropped from compartments in the ceiling. Except it wasn't feeding time, and lots of beings were in the way. Even as Leia tried to again shout out calm to the crowd, she thought it was poor design that the ramps would be so positioned. The food was dropping right down on them, as well as into the pens. And then she realized what must inevitably come.
"Protect Amelia,"
she cried to Han. She felt Jaina through their force bond and sent her daughter a fresh sense of urgency. Force leaping upward to land lightly on the narrow banister, Leia ran along it, as Jaina had, concentrating hard to keep her balance, toward Rad and the hole he was cutting through the door. The danger made gentleness go right out the airlock, and Leia had to force push several screaming crowd members back from herself and Rad.
"How close are you?"
she cried, extending a hand to keep the mob from descending upon the brub as he worked frantically.
"A few more minutes,"
he replied, dragging his lightsaber through the heavy metal of the door.
"We may not have that,"
Leia told him, turning around to lend her lightsaber to his.
"Why not?"
"Because it's suddenly become feeding time,"
she said, pulling the blade through her side of the circle with all her strength.
"The force fields are deactivated, the ceilings are pulled back, and any minute now the walkways will be..."
The metal upon which they stood trembled and began to move, pulling them closer to the wall.
"Retracted,"
Leia said,